Okay, let's start. Heavenly Father,
Heavenly Father,
Divine Mother,
Divine Mother,
Friend, Beloved God,
Jesus Christ,
Babaji Krishna, Lahiri Mahashaya, Swami Sri Yukteswar, Beloved Guru, Paramahansa Yoganandaji, Saints of all religions, we humbly bow to you all. Bless us with the awareness of thy presence.
Help us live more and more
in attunement to thy will alone.
Help us to surrender
everything of the ego,
everything that keeps us
from merging with thee.
We are thine.
Be thou ours.
Om.
Peace.
Amen.
Gadzooks, we need a new temple, don't we? Okay, well, thank you all for coming. Tonight what we're going to do is Devi and I and Durga, and I guess Vidura's at home. Vidura's at not feeling well, so he's at home. We'll speak briefly. Just 2 weeks ago tomorrow night in Assisi was the first initiation into the new Nyaswami order. And what we have tonight is we have a video of Swami's talk before that before he had the vows. And then we have a little bit of the vows. He did the vows. It was complex because he did the vows for brahmacharis and for postulant brahmacharis. There's a postulant brahmachari and a postulant Tyagi vow, and he did the vows for the brahmacharis and the postulant brahmacharis. He did them in Italian and in English, and then the same for Tyagis and postulant Tyagis, Italian and English, and then for the Nyaswamis. And I think he did those just in English. Maybe he did them for one person in Italian. At any rate, Dave has edited it down, so we don't go through 45 minutes of not understanding Italian and wondering what was going on. So we have the English talk by Swamiji, which is about 20 minutes long or so, and then we have the vows for the English speaking for the Nyaswamis. So we'll show that. Devi and I and Durga will talk just very briefly about the experience there. After we show the video, then Devi and I will answer questions. And we have a number of questions that have been written, and we'll go through those, kind of doing our best to kind of group them in their natural categories. And we'll answer the questions first that have been written, and then answer any questions that we that occur during the evening. So that's the flow of the evening. Again, I want to emphasize that this whole movement is a kind of a work in progress. It isn't completely defined. We don't have all the answers. I don't think that we'll have all the answers on an intellectual basis. I think we're going to have to live the answers, and they will occur to us. Basically, what we're trying to do is an extension of what Ananda has always been about, which is tuning in to what the will of God is for us and how we can best live in such a way that we attune our own individual wills to the will of God. And this new development of the Nyaswami order is just a kind of a natural extension of that process that Ananda has been dedicated to from the very beginning. And yet I think it's a very important extension and a very valuable time for all of us. Someone mentioned only slightly humorously, if you haven't been going through some inner turmoil around this whole new movement, then you don't understand what it's about. And so I think it has been a very wonderful inspiration for virtually all of us who have read the new Renunciate Order book and the vows and meditated on it. I think it's a very, very valuable exercise for us to look at our individual relationship with God and how we can deepen that and how we can refine it, and also how we can act as a channel to help bring that energy out more into the world so that we can be of service through this. And so I think it's, as I say, it's a work in progress that we're all working on. There are a lot of little details, and there are habits that we will be trying to develop, the clothing and the colors and all of that. Just as a by the by, Swamiji has been in Medjugorje for the last 3 or 4 days. And the first couple of days were a little bit rocky, one might say. And then the last couple of days have been very inspiring. Rocky in the sense that the accommodations were pretty primitive, and the consciousness of the people was, I don't know, maybe it was a little mercantile or something. At any rate, it wasn't very highly refined. But then when he came in contact with the visionaries, the whole experience went up. But the reason I bring it up is that when Swamiji, for the first couple of days, apparently he dressed in regular clothing, and then he decided that he would wear his Nyaswami robe. And when he did that, the people there related to him completely differently. And to me, that's kind of symbolic of the fact that society has many, people have many, many different levels and different ways of relating to each other. But when it's demonstrated that a person has dedicated their life to God, people relate to that person in a higher octave. And I think we're all working here to relate to each other according to the highest octave we can perceive. That's certainly what Master did and what Swami has done. He is related to the highest within us, not the lowest that is within us. And this is just a continuation of, as I say, that theme that has been present and very, very core to Ananda since the very beginning. I don't know if...
I'll share a little bit about... my voice is a little hoarse, so excuse me. About the experience in Assisi. I don't think I've ever seen Swamiji look happier, I have to say this. He, for the last 10 years or so, whenever we would visit him in Italy or India, or he would be here, when he was leaving, he would always say to us, the last thing that we need to complete Ananda's mission is to start a monastery. We must put our mind to it. Can you put your mind to it? And, you know, and then a year would go by and another year. And I think he couldn't feel his way how to do it because Ananda was so established as a householder community. And how do you bring the two together? And then finally, through the time was such that he saw clearly how he could do it. And I think he also felt the deepened spiritual life of the community that would understand and support this. I think that was a very big aspect of it. Because in the past, when we started monasteries or convents, as we've said before in the early days, it created separation in the community, and there just wasn't the base to support it. But now I think people have so deepened in their spiritual life. And in fact, someone said to me after one of our earlier satsangs, said, you know, Swami has been talking so much in these past years about all of us becoming jivan muktas, freed while living. And she said, I always was inspired by that, but I didn't have any idea what that meant. And she said, looking at these 14 points and at the vows, now I understand how to do it, how to move towards it. So, you know, you can see how he's just laid the steps year after year. And anyway, so the time in Assisi, I don't think I've ever seen him more joyful. And I do not understand it. All I know is that I perceive it. When he puts on those blue Nayaswami robes, he looks more like himself than I have ever seen him. It just, his inner radiance comes out. And it's something about, this is the deep soul expression of who he really is. And starting this order is the highest expression of who he really is. So it's just thrilling. And the ceremony, thanks to the editing work Dave did, we'll get to see it in a little bit. It was extraordinary, I have to say. I think I have never felt God's love as strongly in my life as I felt it that evening. And I got a letter from Uma a few days ago, and she said, everyone here is still floating on a cloud. The whole community just is riding on the wave of that blessing. And I'm very much looking forward to, as most of you know, September 24th, we'll be having the vow ceremony here. And Swami,
At 10 in the morning,
we will meditate. This is not interfering with Christmas Eve. 10 in the morning, we will meditate. 11 o'clock, we will have the vow ceremony. And I am so looking forward to it because it will create, I know, whether you're taking vows or just participating or just tuning into it from afar, it will create a permanent sea change in our community. And that's what we saw happen in Assisi. Part of the experience which was so thrilling was the universal aspect of it, that there were people, there was one of the women that took, one of the people who took the Nayaswami vows was a woman who had been a Catholic nun for 40 years and then for whatever reason left the order, and so she became a Nayaswami. And she came late, and she was an older woman, and she kind of didn't know what was going on too much. But it thrilled me because I thought, this is so big. This is so beyond what we think of as ours. And the more we can embrace it and go with it in that way, the more we'll draw power and inspiration from it. I think that's basically, there are so many questions that we've gotten, and thank you all for the wonderful, pertinent questions, and we will answer them. So I won't go into a lot of details now, but just wanted to share more of the inspiration. I think this is a fulfillment for Swami. Whether we realize it or not, it is a fulfillment for all of us. I'll just share this one story. I shared it at our Sangha meeting because I know it touches on a lot of questions that came in too. When this whole new wave hit in Assisi, it created an incredible turmoil because the people there couldn't even read the book because it was only in English, and many of them don't read it English. They only read it and speak Italian. So they didn't have the opportunity to read the book. The leaders there didn't have an opportunity to have satsangs like we did, where we kind of did exploratory explanation. So it was just, people were freaking out. Oh, it's going to create this and that, and what if this happens, and what if that happens? And it just sort of broke down into kind of a free-for-all of anxiety. And then Mary Minty, many of you know her, some of you don't. She's been with Ananda for many, many years. She's shorter than I am, very sweet and simple. She runs the boutique there in the center and has for many years, makes little earrings and jewelry, very, really kind of a simple person, but her heart is absolutely pure. And so there was this big meeting and all this turmoil and all this anxiety. And then Shivani told me this story. And then little Mary Minty stood up and said, I've wanted to do this all my life. And it was like St. Anthony saying, I have seen him. It just totally put a close to all the anxiety, because you could look at Mary and you knew There wasn't about who's better or who's important or who's more spiritual or any of those things. It was simply, this is what I've been seeking all my life. Can't you rejoice in this for me? And it really was a very important moment. And the carrier wave will continue and continue. And as I say, after we take our vows here, I think we'll just find the community has been born anew, as it has been born many times anew. But now, Jyotish and I were just talking as we were coming over. When you look at our line of gurus, it's very interesting because there's Lahiri Mahashaya, who spent his whole life as a householder, a working man, had a job, raised his children, never became a swami. Then there's Sri Yukteswar, who started out life as a married man, raised a daughter, and then Babaji's intervention became a swami. And then there's Master, who never took the married stage, was only a swami.